B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 4 o'clock hour. It's the Mike Bisnelli Show. It's 97.5 The Fanatic. And, well, you can talk about anything you want to talk about at this point on Thursday. 4 o'clock hour is brought to us by Landis Block, your one-stop shop to create a jaw-dropping outdoor paradise. Online at LandisBC.com. It looks like the NBA is getting closer to making a legitimate plan to come back, which is good. And we'll see the NHL. The NHL's been kind of silent, so we'll see.
They have a plan.
They have a plan, but it has been kind of underpublicized. So, well, hopefully both sports will be back. And it is in a completely different form. You know, when we think about this years from now, we're going to remember, like, remember sports when there's no fans?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
One time. It'll be the one time in history that we'll always remember.
Did you see the pictures of, I think it was a baseball game or a football game in 1918?
No.
From the, during the Spanish influenza. It was kind of cool. It was all these people sitting on bleachers. There was no social distancing because I don't think that they had the technology back then to understand it. But they're sitting on these bleachers with the masks on. And I just thought it was kind of creepy because that's like how we're living right now. And this was over 100 years ago. It's wild.
Well, some cities did. Like St. Louis knew about social distancing. That's why they did well with it.
Right.
Philly didn't.
No.
We didn't do so well with
it. No, we had a parade.
I'm used to no fans in baseball. Penn State, we didn't have any fans coming to the games.
There you go.
35,000 people on a campus. You'd think some people would show up at the baseball game.
You would think when 100,000 show up for the football games, you guys should be able to get at least a G.
No.
1,000.
Mm-hmm.
You guys can't get brother can't get 1,000?
Girlfriend would show up.
Yeah, something, like a couple hundred. A
couple friends.
Yeah.
We get a couple hundred either.
You couldn't get a couple hundred?
No.
See, I would have went to the games because the weather's nice.
Now, did your girlfriend cheer for you from the side?
No.
Said she wasn't there.
Oh, you said she was there. I thought you said she showed up.
I had girlfriends show up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would they cheer? Would they be like, come on?
No. No, I didn't want that.
No?
No.
Did you say don't cheer?
I trusted them.
Do guys like that?
No, I trusted them not.
No.
Guys don't like that when their girlfriends cheer from the side. I'm just curious.
I just want applause. I don't want a whole lot of this extra.
No, you don't want that.
Clap like everybody else.
I never told her, but it's like, I think she understood it.
Right.
You know, because she would, you know, there's like five people at the game. She's going to stand out like a weirdo. but anyway, let me ask you a question. Would you be considered, either of you, a gadget fixer?
What do you mean?
Like when something goes wrong, when something breaks, do you try to fix it or go new?
I try to fix it.
If it's electronic, I try to fix it. If it's anything else, go new.
All right. So in this bag for that great heritage people, they put a wireless mini speaker.
Yeah.
Now, my mini speaker just went out. I got one just like this. It's a Lenru.
Right.
And I couldn't get it. It wasn't working after a while. I go, damn, must be the charger because it was losing the charge. It must be a charger. So I buy a new charger instead of a new speaker, which is $15. I go online to find a charger that is compatible with this portable speaker. So I'm coming a battery something. And by the time it gets to me, it's like $11.
So you might as well have just gotten a new speaker.
Well, I know. What am I thinking of? I like that. I didn't even think to buy a new speaker. I gotta make this speaker work. So today, my hose busts.
The water hose?
No.
Yeah, from the spigot, that part, the metal, broke open.
Yeah.
So I go, oh, man, I gotta buy a new hose. I hate schlepping to this, you know, the Home Depot, grab another hose and the whole bit. So then it dawns on me, gadget fix it. You can go to any little hardware store, buy one of those, you get the, you know, you slide it on top of the hose and you tighten the screws.
Yeah, I'm not
and
doing
it's,
that.
And it's like the clamp on it.
Yeah, I'm not
and
doing
it's
that.
It's like $4.
Yeah, I got I have a metal hose now.
Oh, wow. You're
metal
fancy.
Hose?
Yeah, they got those metal hoses. They're basically indestructible. So I don't want to have to replace the hose. And I'm not
going
to.
Well, how do you roll up a metal hose?
It's metal. It coils. Oh, yeah, it's nice.
Wow.
Oh, it's nice.
I'm an old-fashioned hose.
Saw it on TV.
Your husband?
Oh, yeah, it's nice.
I'm an old-fashioned hose.
Yeah, like a pair of scissors or something. Or a rake won't go through this hose. Mm-mm.
Well, I mean, listen, a hose, they have a shelf life. I don't need to get an indestructible hose. I just need one that works.
Yeah, but
it's not like I'm using it every day like it's some industrial watering system.
No, me neither. I got a townhouse. I just didn't want to ever replace a hose, and I'm not fixing a hose. The hose breaks, the hose goes in the trash, and that's it.
Listen, man, it's a clamp.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
You put it on there, and it's got two little screws, little Phillips heads. You tighten it. It tightens the thing on, and then you screw that on the spigot.
Or I get a new hose and go, boop, and then swipe my card, and that's it.
Yeah, and the new hose is going to cost you like $25.
Yeah, and it's new, and it's better. It's upgrade.
Nothing wrong with my hose except the metal part broke.
That's a big.
See, I would try and fix the metal part before I went and replaced the hose.
I'm going to gadget fix it.
You know what you guys aren't doing?
DNA to gadget fix.
Yeah, but you guys aren't paying yourselves for your time. You don't know. So you have to go get that thing. So pay yourself minimum wage when you're going to get the thing, when you're going to all the labor. Charge yourself. If you pay yourself minimum wage for your own time, you're not saving any money.
What the hell are you even talking about?
But it's also something to do right now.
Is valuable.
What else are you doing?
I go around the corner to this store to buy the gadget. I have to go further to buy a new hose.
Wait a minute. I get a hose shipped to me. I'm not going to a store to buy a hose anyway. But this is what I'm talking about. If you drive to get the thing, pay yourself minimum wage for your own time. Then you get home, and while you're screwing stuff in, pay yourself minimum wage. Add that to what you paid. You did not save any money. You must value your time. Your time is money.
I got time.
What I was going to say, what else are you doing?
I'm trying to manufacture stuff to do in the yard. what am I going to use that time for?
Parts plus labor. If that's cheaper, then by all means. But if parts plus labor is not cheaper.
What labor? It's going to take me 5 seconds.
I don't believe
that. Slide the hose. It's got an opening. You put the hose. You cut it. I already cut the hose. So it's just a hose now with no metal on top. You slide that into the little plastic thing. You tighten it with a screwdriver. And you screw it on the spigot.
All right. You got to go get the screwdriver. You got to do that. Make sure it works. Then you got to undo it.
Screwdriver's in my junk drawer.
Well, what else is there to do?
Just open a drawer. That's where the screwdriver is.
People, that's one thing that people make a mistake of doing. Same extreme couponers. A lot of people, they don't pay themselves for their own time. Their time is money. Even if you could be doing nothing that you choose to do is better than an unneeded chore.
This is a perfectly good hose.
No, right? It's not. It's perfectly not.
No, the top
the
is
metal
broke.
Part. Yeah. The metal screw-on thing broke.
That's everything.
Yes,
without a good seal,
that.
You got nothing.
I got the good seal. It's what the screws come in with for.
I don't believe
Listen, people have done this before. You fix the hose with that thing. It's a green cap, and you slide it over the hose, and it's got the faucet thing that you screw on top, or it's the hose part that you put your sprinkler head on. And it's an easy fix. It's a plastic piece.
610-632-0975. I need to hear from somebody who's fixing a water hose. This is crazy.
I've never
heard of such a thing.
I actually just looked to see if I had a hose. I don't have a hose. I want to power wash my backyard.
If people weren't doing this, they wouldn't be carrying them at the store, these little gadgets that you screw on.
Yeah, they sell a lot of stuff, but no one should be doing it.
All right, let's go to Drew Westchester. Drew, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Drew.
Yo, what's going on, Mike?
What's up, Drew? Man? You ever fix a hose?
I actually just fixed the hose last week.
There you go. So tell Tyrone how easy it is.
Well, it was really with Home Depot. I got the two parts. I did just what you did. I had to cut off the end of the one hose and then connect it to the one piece and then connect it to the other.
You get the scissors that you trim branches on. Boom! You cut the hose.
Yep.
Boom.
Yep.
How long did it take?
10 minutes.
10 minutes. 10 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. No big deal. Home Depot was about 10 minutes away. So all in all, it's about maybe half hour deal.
Right.
So anyway. I called to talk about sports and the lack thereof, and when they come back. Do you think it's kind of like difficult there? So ever to try to get this out right. As far as like a drop dead deadline date, as far as when they'll call things, as far as I guess really more so for basketball and hockey. You know, will there be a dead?
We talked about this with Keith Pompey, I guess, and. Who else did we talk about with, not James Palmer, Rich Hoffman, yes, Rich Hoffman, yeah. The down date is the middle of June.
So they can't get
break
something
off
done
date.
By then?
Yes.
June? Okay, I thought you lied.
Middle of June.
Yeah, okay. And then the same thing with baseball. If they can't get baseball going by then, I guess they'll just wait till next year.
No, baseball can extend even further.
It can.
Yeah, because
the
they, you know, yeah, I know, but there's a way that they can figure that out by playing on West Coast, where in November it wouldn't be that cold.
No, that's true. Okay. All right, man, I'm just dying for sports to come back. So anything
I got you, man. We're all dying.
I hear you, bro.
You got a horse race at least coming up.
Okay,
there you go. Belmont Stakes.
Are they actually racing that?
What's that?
They actually racing the Belmont.
June 20th, Belmont. No crowd, just horses.
Okay, cool.
And no masks for the horses.
All right.
Now, the jockeys, will they be wearing masks?
I believe up until the starting gate, and then they can take them off, and then afterwards somebody will ride up and give them. Because during the race, you're not really breathing on one another very much.
Social distancing is impossible, though, on a horse.
It is. I'm sure they'll all the jockeys will be tested probably multiple times,
too. Jockeys will be close in the saddle together.
They will be. But I think everything that resumes will require testing. These jockeys aren't just going to be.
No.
They would have been tested multiple times before they do that. And they also don't give a darn about a jockey. They'll swap one out last. They go, you got something? They don't care.
Yeah.
Them horse guys don't care. They'll have three different jockeys there.
Whenever one passes
the test, will be riding a horse. They don't treat those guys so great.
This has made me realize how much I miss stuff that I didn't even know I enjoyed as much as I did. Like the Kentucky Derby.
Season.
Yes.
Yeah, the horse racing season been taken away. It was like forgotten about.
Yeah.
I've been going to different tracks. Last year was the first time I actually went to the horse track multiple times for the first time.
Yeah.
I love the Derby, the Preakness. It's weird because I knew that I liked those things, but you never. I didn't realize how that I would miss it. You know.
Yeah. I wonder what the horse is thinking. Like the horse turn. And he's looking at the jockey. You got the Rona?
Probably.
Now, what's up with that Rona?
You clean?
You get tested?
Mm-mm. Those horses don't want it.
Let's get AJ West Philly. AJ, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. AJ,
what up, Big Mike?
What's going on, AJ?
Not much, man. I listen to your show every day, man. This is one of my favorite parts of the day, working from home, is watching Mike Missanelli's show at the ESPN.
Awesome,
love
man.
Love you.
It's NBC Sports Philadelphia, by the way.
I even try to not call in so much, because, I just want to be a part of this. I wish I could be in the studio with you guys. So
I guess.
Yesterday, you brought up, of course, the thing with Gant and Jordan again, and it was ironic that today, ESPN, I don't know if you saw this, they covered that whole thing and they put their spin on it.
I did not see that. I frankly don't care what their spin is.
I know. I just
really? Because my spin is, like,
I
believe in my heart what people should do.
I know what your spin is, and I got two questions for you, and I hope that you're a man of integrity.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Stay right on it. Mm-hmm. I love that Charles Barkley and Brian Westbrook interviews, because on this issue they gave you a different view. And I want to ask you one question.
Mm-hmm.
When Jordan did what he did in the 90s, in 1990, what recompense could we have done to Jordan? Should we not have watched the NBA Finals that year, or not bought the sneakers? What could we do to protest? Yeah,
I'm not even talking about rebelling against him. I'm talking about what his responsibility should have been. I'm not taking it into a let's have a dividing line and have a fight over it. I'm just saying what the right thing to do was, in my view, the right thing to do in a situation like that, where you need every influential black voice and white voice possible to stamp out racism. And he should have understood that kind of responsibility.
Yeah. As SportsCenter break that down, I hope you take a chance, take a look at it. Came on the day for the first time. And the second point I want to hit on, somebody said this, and this is very profound. Racism is not a black people problem. Racism is a white people problem. Because like you said, with those owners,
Yes, it is. But AJ, here's what you and I are butting heads about. You don't think that would have brought out more of a vote. I say yes, it would have. Because if black people are afraid to go to the voting polls, a guy like Michael Jordan, well-respected, strong black man with a high profile, maybe he would have been able to bring in more black votes and white votes, frankly, to unseat a racist. I don't know why this gets more complicated.
No. I believe that, too, even though in that time, we felt how we felt. But I put the challenge out to you right now. Those things are true in 2020. We have an idiot in chief in the office now. Will you use your platform to speak up?
Do you listen to this show at all? I mean, my God, I get hate mail that you can't believe. Because I think I'm preaching for the right thing. Rather than people saying, oh, well, you're losing your audience. You know what? I stand above that. If you're not going to listen to me because you don't want to hear something that makes you uncomfortable, I can't help you. What I'm trying to do is make a positive difference in the world. That's all I'm trying to do. And I'm not going to do it at the sacrifice that some people are going to email me, so I'm not going to listen to you anymore. If that's your choice, that's your choice. You're not going to be entertained. But that's your choice not to be entertained. Let's go Will in Warrington. Will, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Will.
Mike, what's going on?
What's going on, Will?
Hi, Nat. How is everybody?
How you doing?
I'm doing well. So I used to work for, it was actually an HVAC company. I used to clean kitchen and grease exhaust systems. We used pressure washers.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my jobs was fixing all the pressure hoses whenever they would burst.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me tell you something. Ty, you're absolutely wrong, bud. It is so much easier to just fix the hose right at the end with a little $4 piece that it's not even...
$4 little plastic thing with a Phillips head screwdriver. Boom.
Done. In 5 seconds, you take care of the hose and you're not spending, how much is even a hose cost?
Well, depending on if you want to get a big hose or not. I mean, they're expensive now. A good hose is expensive. You can get that cheap little thin one that they sell for cheap. But if you want a good hose that's wrapped and has, you know... The tire companies, the radial.
Yeah.
The radial, with the radial inside so it doesn't break.
Well, that's how much did he spend for his hose? That metal stuff.
Yeah, how much did you spend for that metal hose?
At the time it was on sale. I think I spent $30 on sale.
$30 on sale. Okay, yeah, no.
Indestructible.
Don't fix it.
See, I think that this metal hose is a gimmick. If a metal hose was so great, they would have came out with it years ago. This is like somebody trying to outsmart themselves. There's nothing that can beat the regular design of a hose.
Yeah, and it's not indestructible either, trust me. I've worked on a ton of different hoses up to 1,000 PSI. I've seen them burst in a million different ways.
There you go, the PSI. You got to get a hose that handles the PSI. That's all you need.
That's right. Hey, guys. I hope you have a wonderful time. Love the show.
All right, man. Thank you very much. Wait, you talking about the BOGO?
No, I can Forever Steel.
Forever Steel.
Yeah.
Here's one. How long is yours?
It's nice looking.
It's great looking hose.
Shiny?
I forget how long it is.
75-foot stainless steel garden hose, Garrett Weed, $59.
Yeah, that one. I got it on sale.
For a hose.
Also had a full, has a lifetime guarantee. So if mine breaks, they'll send me another one.
That's nice.
What do you got to do? Send the other one back? So you got to get a pack in a box and send it back?
No,
they're going to take your word for it?
No, they send you the thing. I don't have to pay anything.
Oh.
I'm not paying anything, and I'm not doing any labor. It's a hose.
The cheap bastardization of the hose.
No, it's not. No, it's a valve. You know what's funny is, you're probably one of those guys that didn't like fuel injection at first. You know, the carburetor's better.
No.
I didn't like front wheel drive.
No, man.
This is technology. No, it's better.
I love fuel injection.
Well,
my little Fiat had fuel injection. That thing's got some go power.
See? Without carburetor stink. Well, this is the next level of hose. Smartphones are better than flip phones, which were better than rotary phones. This is the next level of
stainless steel hose reviews. Piece of crap by Maria P. This hose certainly did not last forever. It didn't even last 4 months. Sprung a leak right through the metal.
Yeah.
I tried getting in touch with customer service, but no luck. Don't waste your money.
Yeah, of course you find that one.
It's the first one.
Yeah, that's what just happens to be one that you find. It has overall 4-star reviews, so of course you find the 1-star review. How to get the 4 stars if they're all 1-star reviews? I know I'm going to write a 5-star when I get home. Fantastic hose.
All right, here you go. Gave it 5 stars for the quality of the hose. I did try the product briefly and seems to work. Was able to connect to a rubber hose that's the same length but has high burst strength and high pressure. Have not tried this hose to test it to see if it would withstand high pressure. It seems like it would not handle high pressure. So I will keep the pressure lowered so it cannot fail because it's too costly to replace. Come on, man. See, you put too much thought into a hose.
Or this person says, this is my third one. I can't resist them. I bought another brand that was cheaper and it burst. This one is unparalleled. If you haven't tried one of these, you need to. So many hassles are eliminated. No kinks, snags, or difficulty rolling up the hoses. Plus, I ran over one by accident with my truck It didn't flatten it, and it worked fine.
Look at
it ran over with a truck.
I got this for you. If I run over my hose with a truck, it's not going to hurt it either.
Are you sure?
Of course. It's rubber. How's it going to hurt it? There's more chance it's going to hurt a metal hose you run over with a truck.
I mean, not my metal hose. Aesthetically, these are way better looking.
It looks great. It's actually part of the decor. My beautiful backyard.
I was going to say.
With my eagle fence.
I can see it.
It looks great in my backyard. My nice stonework.
Yeah.
What do you
think? It looks great.
What do you, like, a green hose looks great too.
No, it's an eyesore. The green hose is an eyesore.
It's the color of the lawn.
This is pristine and shiny.
Looks great. It's really, I connect the gun to it. I was cleaning off the chairs and the deck. Very nice.
That's a total overbuy by you.
I don't agree.
Gimmicky TV thing.
Worth every penny.
Try the new metal hose. Buy Ronco. 610-632-0975. Back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Let's get an update on the Twitter poll. And that is brought to us by Paul Moyer and Sons with Natalie Eganoff. Hello, Nat.
Hello, Mike. Today's poll has over 1,000 votes on it so far. With Embiid, Simmons, and Harper, will Embiid, Simmons, and Harper end up all-time Philly greats? 64% say yes, 36% say no.
All righty. Thank you very much. By the way, I will get a bad rap because I did actually congratulate the Trump family yesterday. I tweeted it out. Congratulations to Tiffany Trump. She graduated law school.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yeah, Georgetown Law. My uncle graduated from there.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Congrats to the daughter he never talks about. Now, her mom is Marla Maples, right?
Yes.
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 Now, my first inkling was to say it's a good thing she took after her mother. But now I don't know what to say.
I think you said it.
I mean, is Marla smart?
No.
Okay, that wasn't what the perception was.
No.
Well, congratulations to mom. And you don't hear about her anymore.
She,
Marla Maples?
Are you talking about Marla?
Or Tiffany.
Or Marla. Tiffany. You don't hear from Tiffany.
No, they
seemed estranged from the Trump whole
they
plan.
This has nothing to do with any politics. She was apparently much closer with her mother than she was her father growing up.
Okay.
That's
all right. Yeah, that happens. He never refers to her. Like, it's like, you know, never see her in a picture at all.
Yeah, I mean, she's young, too. Mm-hmm. She's only in her mid-20s.
Yeah.
I'm sure that, you know, a lot of this public scrutiny.
Well, good luck, Tiffany, passing the bar.
Well,
you know, that's the next hurdle.
Yeah, but Georgetown
Law School, you get to put the cap and gown on, you walk the aisle.
She went to Penn, too, didn't she?
Yes, she went from Penn to Georgetown Law. My uncle went from Cornell to Georgetown Law.
Well, according to Georgetown's a great law school.
Yeah, you met. He was at the my birthday party. My Uncle Bub, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he...
Oh, Georgetown Law guy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
by the way, I'm looking at my Twitter, and the lovely Elizabeth has tweeted...
Yes, she has.
Yeah, wife of Tyrone.
Yeah.
And she tweets the following. If anyone knew the battles I've fought with at Ty Johnson News about buying new stuff or trying to salvage existing things, I get a medal. So Elizabeth is in favor of trying to salvage. You, on the other hand, go overboard with the, hey, this is Phil Swift for a metal hose.
I'm practical.
Okay.
I try to replace the things that don't... Come on. Like, what am I doing fixing a hose? Like, just get a new one with a lifetime guarantee, and now I won't have to worry about ever fixing a hose ever again. I'll get a new hose if I need to. I'm not fixing a hose. That's not on my list.
See, my father will try and fix anything. Doesn't matter what it is.
I'll fix something that makes sense. It doesn't make sense for me. A lifetime guarantee on a hose is such BS because it's a pain in the butt to have to return it to get the new one.
Nah, it's very easy now. In the past, now they send you a box, you put it in the box, you send it off. Some places they send you the new one first, and then they just tell you with the enclosed box, send us back the old one.
It's good customer service.
Yeah, they just send you a new one. Really kind of sight unseen because rarely do people do it. But I do it. I can't just be out there fixing it. What am I, Bookman from Good Times? I'm not fixing stuff. Yeah, I'm not the maintenance man.
Dude, you understand. You grew up in an Italian family where the father's fused soaps. Fix stuff.
Wait a minute. All right. My dad didn't buy new stuff growing up.
You don't go out and buy new stuff.
There's a few things. Oh, first of all, since that came up, happy birthday, Dad. I love you.
It's his birthday today.
He didn't fix it. He didn't want to buy anything new. And when I told myself, I told myself a few things.
I get you. When you get old enough, you can buy stuff, and you're wealthy enough, you can buy something new.
Right.
I get that, but
I'm not doing that. Just like I'm not washing my own car.
But see, here's the thing. You overrate you underrate the hassle of buying something new when you can get a $4 part and life goes on. That's the thing I don't understand about you. You overcomplicate it to get the new hose when you can just go around a block, you get this plastic thing, you fix the damn hose, boom.
In my defense, I don't want things around the house to just be good enough. See, my late father-in-law, they had a nickname for him. They would call him Good Enough. Mm-hmm. You fix it, but it's never quite the same as new.
Yeah, well, I can assure you, I've fixed the hose before. And it doesn't.
I would trust it more if you weren't just talking about a broke hose. If it's broken the first time, that means it can break again. I want something fresh.
No,
I don't want good enough.
What you're
I
missing.
Want great.
The metal broke. This replaces the metal with a sturdy plastic that won't bend and break like a piece of metal.
Now, I have a question.
Yes.
How long is this said piece of plastic supposed to do the job for?
It lasts forever. I fixed 20 years ago, I fixed the hose at the shore. It's still, I have the same part as on the damn hose.
Okay. So it's not just a Band-Aid fix.
No. It's a legit fix.
Okay. That makes sense.
All right. Now here's the other thing with the metal hose. Just one last thing on this.
It's the fine metal hose.
Once you invent something that really can't be perfected, like let's take the tire. The tire has not changed. It is made of the same material. It's like we evolved from the Flintstones used to have the rock tire.
Yeah.
Right?
Hard to keep running.
Right. We evolved to the rubber tire, which now can't be really perfected.
But they've improved them. They run
inside
flats.
They do.
Yeah, run flats and all kinds of stuff they have.
The outside of it is still the same basic material, which the hose falls into the same category. You don't need a metal hose.
I do. I have one, and it's one of the best things. It's a dream. When I go in, and it doesn't kink up. Nothing worse than a kinked up hose.
That's the worst.
No one likes a kinked up water hose.
What part on my hose broke?
The metal part, not the hose.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But here's the problem. You got something strong, the metal, with something weak, rubber.
I can't imagine
that's why it
that
went.
A metal would be as bendable as rubber. Okay. So if you're bending consistently,
well, I'm glad my wife tweeted out a nice video.
Did you see Elizabeth tweeted a video of their hose?
No, I'll look at it.
It's fantastic.
Well, she doesn't seem to be that pleased by you buying a damn metal hose.
See,
when you could have fixed the other one that you had.
No, she could have fixed it. Go ahead, honey. You want it fixed? You fix it. I'm gonna get a new one.
I have a question.
I'm not laboring.
My sink is making noises. What does that mean?
What do you mean it's making noises?
Like when you turn on the water.
The faucet is making noises?
No, it sounds like it's coming from the pipes. It's like a glug glug. I tried to Google it, but I think that's
air in the line.
But I don't know how to describe it. In the garbage disposal?
No.
Maybe an adjustment in your garbage disposal. Have you adjusted it? Do you have an Allen wrench?
I do. I know how to do that.
Yeah, do that.
Try. Just adjust it?
Try it, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
We'll report back tomorrow.
Anyway, here's some foods. I'm going to go down the list. Say yes or no.
All right.
Okay.
Beets.
No. Hard pass.
I'm a big fan of the beet.
They're so good for you, too.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the beet.
Make your bathroom look like a crime scene. I'm good.
We used to pickle them. My mom would pickle them. Radishes.
I'm okay with a radish on a salad.
I'm a fan of radish as well. Okra. Don't get it.
I'm indifferent.
Don't get it. I don't get the okra.
I am naturally predisposed to hate okra.
Why?
My dad would go down south. He hated okra. So, because down south they would make a lot of okra. His dad grew up on a farm. There'd be tons. They grew okra.
Yeah.
So he couldn't stand it. So he kind of made us hate it.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't not
but
hate
it's hateable. It's like, you just get that nasty stickiness into it. And ugh. Eggplant.
Ooh,
I love eggplant.
I love eggplant.
Like eggplant.
I'm only a fan of the eggplant in a Parmesan form.
I've had it other
ways.
So
you need to have it with the sauce?
Yeah, I like I make a lot of it.
Yeah.
So you cut it thin, you soak it to get the bitterness out, and then you're ready to start doing your eggplant breading. And
eggplant,
I like it.
Is the meat of vegetables.
It is.
Eggplant's the meat of vegetables.
Yeah. Let's go. I don't know why this is on the list, but a lot of people, mayonnaise. Like, I'm a big mayonnaise fan.
I don't mind the mayo.
Why wouldn't you be? Why would people hate mayonnaise?
I can see why some people wouldn't like it. I don't love it.
Really?
I use it for grilled cheese as well. Higher burn instead of the butter.
Oh, yeah?
If you use it on the outside, the outside.
You put mayonnaise on the outside of your grill?
Yeah, it grills better.
Yeah.
Because it has a higher burn temperature than the butter, so you make it more even and you definitely melt the cheese. It also allows you to use different kinds of breads.
I would
use the mayonnaise.
I didn't know that mayonnaise.
Nine times out of ten, though, I'll go mustard over mayo. I will.
Yeah, but if the meat's white, you got to get mayo.
Yeah, like on a turkey?
Turkey, you got to
go mayo on the turkey.
No, yeah. I do mustard, spicy brown on turkey.
That's no good. Mayo will bring out the enhancement of the turkey better.
What about honey mustard?
It's really a simple formula. I've said it a million times. Meat's white, mayo. Meat's pink, mustard. Meat's brown, ketchup.
Booney says mayonnaise is the devil's tool, so.
He's not a mayo fan.
He's not a fan.
All right. Juke and Chester, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Juke.
Yeah, what's going on, Mikey?
What's up, Juke?
Listen, I'm calling, man. I got a bone to pick with Tyrone, man. All right, because he keep on making his brothers look bad. The other day, he coming down on Mike about his wardrobe. And all that stuff.
Yeah.
Now today he too bougie to fix a hose. Now, I don't know where he grew up at.
Correct.
But man, growing up, I didn't even know a hose had that metal thing on there until I was older. Okay. I thought you had to put your thumb there to make it squirt out. You know what I mean? Because that's how much, you know, we had to, you know.
We did the thumb. We, you know, my father was sometimes reluctant to buy that little nozzle. You know, the thumb.
You know what I mean? Hey, make your hands up. Hey, Tyrone, listen, you know, so I've been married for over 20 years, right? Ain't nothing like your wife seeing you fix something around that house, man. Give you a nice fire at the end of the night. You know what I mean?
That's not true, man.
You know what I mean, man? Fix that hose, man. You know, anything that needs to be done, man, fix it, man. You know what I mean? That's all part of, you know, take some advice, man. That's all, man. Stop making us brothers look bad, Tyrone. Stop making us look bad, man. All right, y'all.
All right, Juke, you got it. All right, I'm looking at Elizabeth's video now.
What was he insinuating? Yeah. That fixing something in the house leads to...
Yeah, he's saying it makes it grow in admiration in the eyes of your woman.
Yeah, so I'm going to show... I'm going to show Natalie real fast a picture of a before and after of floors that I put in. And then I'll tell you what happened after.
Let me see. Huh. Oh, wow. Wow. You did a good job. That looks professional.
Put some floors in?
Yeah.
Yeah. In three different bedrooms, I put the floors in. Wow. Me.
This looks great.
It's more than I would go.
There you go.
She was just ready for the next task.
Yeah, see, I don't do that stuff.
Put floors in?
I'll fix stuff. I'm going to put the damn floors in.
Put the floors in. She forced me to have to put the floors in.
Now I'll mess that up. 610-622-0975 is how you get in on the Mike Missinelli Show back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Yeah. 97.5, The Fanatic.
448. Mike Mussinelli Show. 97.5, The Fanatic. We'll be back to the calls in a second. You know, I was, I've been hearing this new song on my alt channel. And I'm listening to the song. I go, man, I dig this song. And it's by a group called The Districts.
Oh, I love The Districts.
You do?
I saw them in 2017.
Get out of here.
Yes.
So I don't know anything about it. The song's called Cheap Regrets. Right? I go, I love this sound. It's like a mishmash between, like, it's an alt, even almost the new wave tinge in there, alt indie. And so I go, let me see who this Districts are. So I
they're local. Along.
They're local.
Yeah, they're great.
They're from Lititz, PA. Now, I know we got a lot of people up in that area. It's like in the border of Lancaster County. So if the boys from the Districts are listening, I dig your sound. And they have since transplanted to Philly.
Yes. You know where I saw them? Remember Connor Barwin? He hosts those concerts.
Yes.
I think they were at the second one.
Really?
And I went and I saw them there. Yeah, they're excellent. They're excellent.
I'll give those guys a shout out, man.
Well, wonder if we can set them up outside or something.
That would be wonderful.
Pretty cool. This song is getting a lot of play. Cheap Regrets.
I don't know if I know that one.
It's their new song. It's out, and it's getting a lot of national play. So they're breaking through.
Good for them.
Lititz, of course, is the home of the only guy I knew basketball. He played for LaSalle. Jack Hurd.
Jack
played with Lionel Simmons when I was Lionel Simmons team. Mm-hmm. He's from Lititz, PA.
It's also where the soft pretzel was invented.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Lititz, PA?
Yeah,
it has a name. It's called the coolest little town or coolest small town in America.
Well, up until maybe like a month ago, I always thought it was Lititz. I didn't realize it was L-I-T. Lititz.
Yes.
Lititz.
Lititz. Mm-hmm. Yes. All right, so those dudes.
Yeah, they're good.
Congrats. All right, let's go, Dave in Center City. What's up, Dave? Dave? We lost Dave. That's got to be heartbreaking for you, Tyrone. Lost Dave.
Oh, man.
It's Chris in Philly. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Chris.
Yeah, Tyrone is so right. I've been married 35 years, and I can build a whole new house and it's on to the next job. But I got a metal hose because I got tired of coming out of the winter every year, and the plastic rubber hose get weather beaten, chewed up. I got to untangle it, and I got tired of that. So I went on and bought that metal hose. You know what I mean? And now, no problem. I'm coming out of the winter, that thing is smooth, no problem.
Wait, you leave that thing out? You leave it out in the winter?
Yeah, because it got flexibility with.
That doesn't sound good to leave a metal hose out in the winter.
Well,
so you could have preserved the rubber hose. All you had to do is bring the rubber hose in during the winter.
It's stainless steel. Seemed like you're the type of person that when the Model T came out, you still wanted to ride a horse.
No, man. I'm all about progression. But I don't, foolish progression. Like, you've already perfected the damn hose made of its own material. What, you got to go metal now? It doesn't make any sense. It's a waste of energy.
It's like you went from steel to stainless steel. It's a progression. You know what I mean?
A hose is meant to be rubber and bendable.
No. The metal hose is rubber.
Yeah, I guarantee you're going to find problems with that thing. It's new in the market.
I guarantee
it's going to be flawed.
I haven't. Now, Mike, this is a song. I know you don't know what movie this came from because you're a good movie dude. It's called Vicious Tradition. I guarantee you can't explain what movie that came from. It was a good movie, too. It's called Vicious Tradition.
The song is called Vicious Tradition?
The song is called Vicious Tradition by The Vials.
The Vials.
And I guarantee you won't know what movie. If Tyrone plays it, I guarantee you won't know what movie this came from. But I'm with Tyrone with the metal holes. I love them, and I never look back. My time is too precious to be fixing holes and whatnot and all that stuff.
It's going to take me less time to fix the damn hose than to get a new one.
Not really, because once you go through it winter after winter, and you come out with that weather-beaten rubber hose, and then you got to untangle. I got tired of it.
What is yours? 1,000 feet? How hard is it to untangle a hose?
Hey, look, the hose looks like it got a mind of its own. It just tangles up with each other.
What's the movie, man? I don't have it.
It's Mr. Smith. No, it, Mr. Brooks. Mr. Brooks.
I don't even know what that movie is.
You ain't never seen that Mr. Brooks with Kevin Costner?
No.
And William Hurt as his conscience. He was a man.
Nah, man. What is it? Like a thriller?
Suspense.
I have never heard of the movie, frankly. Well, I'm supposed to get the song? You ever heard Mr. Brooks?
Nah. Everything else about his call was right on.
I'm supposed to get the song, Vicious Traditions, out of that movie?
Yeah, I don't know that.
That goes too far. Ian in Newark, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ian.
Hey, Mike, what's up, man?
What's going on, Ian?
Yeah, you said Iris. See, to me, Iris is a shooting guard, though.
He's got the ball in his hands all the time, so he's got to be.
Yeah, but he's a shooting guard. When he was in his prime to Sixers, this is what they do. He's starting as point guard, but McKee would bring the ball up, and Eric Snow was their prime there, point guard. Then when he went to Denver, he was a shooting guard.
Yeah, but he's a one here.
So, for the Sixers team, who do you have for the one on the one for Sixers?
Iverson.
Who's the two?
Greer.
If you don't put Simmons at the one and Iverson at the two, just quite, yeah, I guess you, because I don't see them beating that Warriors.
Greer's a Hall of Famer, bro. Come on.
Okay. Hall of Famer, all-time
leading scorer.
Hey, also, Mike, you know that movie Last Seduction? That woman's from Philly.
Yeah, I know. We talked about it yesterday. She went to Little Flower.
Okay. Now, where did you put the shine box scene in Goodfellas? Is that top five?
Shine, go get your shine box? There's so many good scenes in that movie. That's a great scene. Yeah, it's a great scene.
I would like to know your list of that, though.
The top 10 scenes?
I would like to know your list of that. Top 10 scenes.
In all movies or Goodfellas?
No, in all of your movies.
I had to do some head research on that.
Because I was watching Shawshank. That scene on the top of the roof, that's got to be the top 10, right?
That's pretty good. Yeah. I only asked two beers for each of my coworkers.
Yeah, that was a good scene.
Do you trust your wife? Why, you? Yeah, he's ready to throw him off the roof.
I didn't know if you had put a list out or not.
No, I did not put a list out. Yeah.
So. And another thing, I know I'm all replaced out. I would have put Francis on that Houston.
Stevie Rockets Francis? Nah.
Yeah, on the back. I would have put him at the backup because when Kenny Smith was a point guard, he kind of fit in a team.
Kenny Smith was a much better player than
yeah, I know, that's the thing. Francis. You look at Francis, though, he had three years of, I don't know what happened to him, but he was great for those 3 years. But I don't know if he got hurt or not. But
no, he kind of lost it. No, Stevie Francis wouldn't make that team. Who do we have as the backup? Moses and Kenny Smith?
Yeah, I'm looking at it now.
Steve Francis.
How many times was he an all-star? It's probably more than Kenny Smith was.
No. Really?
He was three-time All-Star. 02, 03, 04. I wonder if Kenny Smith was ever an All-Star. I think it's closer than you might think.
Really?
Yeah.
I know he had that three-year,
Kenny the Jet
span.
And also, how many years did Kenny play? 1, 2, 3, 4. With the...
He played a lot of years with the Rockets. More than franchise, didn't he? Maybe not.
Not loading.
On the other side, I got a comparison. We're going to do it against the Portland Trailblazers coming up. 610-632-0975. Into the 5 o'clock hour we go on the Mike Misnelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.